Emma Piper Burkett is a young American food activist who in 2009 found herself in Iraq in the midst of the war, trying to help a broken farm system. She'd heard Iraq's seed bank was destroyed, programs to help farmers like Oil for Food weren't working, and she got an idea, the Iraqi Seed Project. We talked to Emma in 2010 when it was in its infancy, and now I'd like to check in and see what's happened since then. Emma, welcome back. Thanks for talking with us.
Hi, Lynn. Thanks for having me back.
Well, we talked in 2010, but could you recap for us how you got this idea in the first place and what you did?
Yes. So in April of 2009, I made my first trip to Iraq. I was working on an online cooking show called Kitchen Caravan that I started with a friend, and we were in the Middle East doing some episodes about food production in the region, and I found myself in Iraq recording some local recipes, and I started just learning more and more about the farming system there and how it was the birthplace of wheat 10,000 years ago. That's where it was first cultivated, and now they were importing it from the U.S. and Australia, and just little pieces of information like that struck me as very important to let people know about, that that was what was happening. So, but
I mean, there was a war going on in 2009.
Yes, I went to the northern area. I went by myself. The northern area, there wasn't really violence in that same way after the 2003 invasion, so I actually felt really safe.
I see. So now, what did you actually do then?
So after that, I started just reading more, trying to learn about the history, trying to learn about what was happening then, talking to people that were working in different aid ways, and just trying to document in small ways. I made three trips. And I would just record a little bit every time, talking to farmers, talking to government officials, just trying to figure out what was going on in farming, because even though it's a really important part of the Iraqi economy, there's not a lot of information about what is actually happening on the ground. So I had to do a lot of that for myself, and I'm still working on that part. So
what did you actually discover? I mean, in the midst of a war, could Iraq feed itself?
Well, I think that, as you mentioned, the Oil for Food program and just the wars that have been happening in the area since the 1980s, the agricultural sector has pretty much been at a bit of a standstill for the past 30 years. So now, as we hear a lot about the reconstruction, you know, agriculture is obviously a big part of that. But it's almost like, in a lot of ways, it feels like they're starting from scratch, which is really strange when you think about the history that they're coming from.
Yeah, because this was like the cradle of civilization. This
right.
was an area. This is an area where many of the legumes that we all eat originally came from, and wheat came from, and grapes.
Yeah, lentils.
Yeah.
So there's the documentation part of it, and then there's also trying to create this platform for exchange. And I think that that will probably take a lot of different forms. We are about to launch a web documentary called This is Fertile Ground, and that will be out in the next couple of weeks. And it will be in English and Arabic and Kurdish, and just to try to get people to be able to actually see what is happening with farming in Iraq right now.
What's that going to look like?
It's going to be a series of videos, very short videos that will not play in any particular order. It's just kind of trying to give people an overview in many different areas. As people watch these videos, we have some animations of native Iraqi crops, and they will start sprouting and growing. So the idea is that by learning and watching, we're kind of revitalizing the farming. I mean, it's a symbolic thing, but it's just, you know, one small step.
So... What will it feel like to you if things don't change?
I think that that would be sad. I think we have a lot to learn from the farmers there. And I think, you know, right now, as I said, it feels like they're starting from scratch. So they're very, you know, ready to adopt new technology and new techniques. But I guess there's a part of me that feels anxious that I don't want them to lose the traditions that they have just in the haste to kind of get started again. So,
yeah. This is not something, as you said, that's unique to Iraq, is it?
No. I mean, I think it's a phenomenon that's happening everywhere. And, you know, on this last trip, I got really determined. I was like, I'm going to find, like, young people that are interested in farming. And I was there for 3 weeks, and we could not find one. that to me was sad. I mean, and that's something that I think is obviously very reflective of everything that's happening in the rest of the world too. It's mm-hmm. like young people, they want to live in the cities, they want fancy cars, and they don't want to be part of that agrarian lifestyle. I mean, the thing is that I feel like in this country here, we're starting to see that change a little bit. Like, farming is actually getting to be kind of cool, which if I can share that, like the coolness of farming in this country, if I can share that with the Iraqi youth, I'll feel like I was successful. So.
Well, we wish you very good luck. Very good luck. Emma, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you so much.
Food activist Emma Piper Burkett has created the Iraqi Seed Project. Now, for more information, go to the website splendidtable.org.